Now Vince just has to remember the song he was playing.
Yeah, we're recording. Yeah, welcome back to the Montarctica Podcast. It's been a while. We in the house. That was Vince D'Ambrose on the guitar. Vince?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Welcome, man. He
thanks for having me.
Came all the way up from Vegas to help out with the freestyle show. Brought some freestyle motocross riders this weekend. Also in the house, we got Austin Winters all the way out of Vegas, too. And Johnny Hould. What's up, Johnny?
Straight out of Compton.
Okay. Far from it. As I'm adjusting all of our levels, make sure I've torn this system down three different times in the last couple of weeks because we've had the comedy show and then went and did the freestyle motocross stuff. I had to DJ a little thing last night. And yeah, man, it's pretty fun. Can you hear me through your headphones?
Just one. Turn you up. No, there you go.
There you go. That'll help.
I think it's just his cord, but we're good.
Yeah, it's probably all of the above.
it's not just the cord.
So anyway, those of you guys that don't know Vince out there, he's the owner of Psycho Sports Cartel. It's a freestyle motocross style company. You got clothing, you got bike parts, you dabble in a lot of stuff, huh?
Yeah, started with sprockets, then went to graphics, then some apparel, and then now we're doing events, so...
All sorts of stuff.
Pretty
wicked events. How long are you guys here? You got here what? Thursday? Friday?
Wednesday. Didn't we get Wednesday? Here Wednesday? Yeah, we got here Wednesday.
Yeah, we're a little early.
Leaving Monday, so.
Yeah.
Been a trip. Was definitely longer
quick
than last
trip.
Time.
Wow. Yeah, quick trip.
Cool.
What do you think of Malta compared to Vegas?
It's different. I like the small town vibe and the way the people are, the hospitality.
We need to get you on a boat.
Yeah.
We need to get you on a boat.
Boats would have been fun.
Oh, yeah.
Boats would have been fun.
We got one out back, actually. It's an old one, but it's a good one.
Well,
it's
what fun. The hell? Yeah. Bust out the tubes. What's going on?
Well, stay one more day, and guess what we'll do tomorrow?
Oh, shit.
It's really simple.
Yeah. No, we got a cool lake. Have you guys been out by the lake yet? I guess you come from
fishing.
Vegas, so it's different, but it's like bathwater warm the lake is, man.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like
during...
no, we went fishing. For it. It's a big
we went
reservoir.
Fishing right there. That was fun. We
at the cabin? In my cabin? Yeah, you guys all went out in my... you guys all went out to the cabin and did some fishing. And...
I had to leave kind of early. Riker got sick. I got my kid with me.
So. No, that's...
Hey, you know what? You're
cool.
Lucky because we ended up falling off a log into that damn thing.
Did you?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that deep right there, so luckily you didn't die.
One time we had a bonfire in the middle of the river, didn't we?
Yeah.
What? There was a tree that fell down, and, well, you had to get rid of it.
Sick. That sounds like a lot of fun right there.
Yeah. Big tree that died.
I mean, we thought about it. We didn't actually go.
Yeah, allegedly. But no, that cabin, where the cabin is, when it floods, like, nearly every spring, the water comes almost right up to the cabin.
Really?
It goes that high on that river place.
It's,
yeah.
Is it always that color, though?
Yeah, it's milk river.
Milk river.
Looks like chocolate milk. It's really silty. The whole bottom is all just silt.
Okay, I got you. Mm-hmm.
No rock in it.
That's different.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Yeah,
the only time you'll find a rock in it is if you cast right there. Then you'll find a rock, then your line will break, then you'll have to restring it.
Yeah, we've been there.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
There's one rock, and you always seem to cast at it.
Milk River fishing is literally, like, the test of anybody's patience. Yeah, it's crazy. You got to just sit there and wait most of the time.
That's why alcoholism runs rampant in Phillips County.
Surprisingly, a lot of us caught fish, a lot of fish.
Well, yeah, it's fun because you never know what you'll catch either.
Yeah, you can't see
You have them. A great chance of catching a giant. You have a great chance of catching a giant buzz.
Yeah.
That's a good point. That's pretty funny.
So Vince, how'd you get started in the business? I mean, I know you've been around the industry forever, but what?
Wow, man. I ended up getting hurt. I broke my back September 19th, 2009, and I was laid up and kind of put an end to my riding for a while. And
did you do a riding?
Started drinking real heavy and just. Really not giving a shit about anything, and me and my friends were in the garage one day and came up with the name. I was running the Huntington Inc. motocross team for the Palms Casino out in Vegas for John Huntington.
Oh yeah.
I was like right after the big split between Kerry Hart and John, and I kind of went the route with John, and he put me in charge of getting a bunch of riders, some young kids together, and so I sponsored like 27 kids out in like Southern Nevada, Arizona area, and got them all on board with John Huntington, and got them sponsors with FMF and Pro Taper, and that's when I came up with the idea. I got the whole idea with the sprockets, and I started doing the sprockets for the kids, and kind of just went from there, man.
You can do custom sprockets, all kinds of stuff on those things now.
Sprockets, it's where it started, but now it's like my main bread and butter is the graphics because it's quicker turnaround and whatnot. And sprockets, it's a little more of a custom piece, takes a little bit longer. But
do you do all your own designs on the graphics and stuff too?
Yeah, I do all the design work. I'm not to the point where I have my own printer or whatever, so I set the printing out, but I do the design work and get them all laid out. And then... And then AMR Racing Graphics, they're the ones that do all my printing. They do really good material.
They're thick.
I've felt out a couple different companies, you know, and the templates that they have and the way they do the custom templates, I just like it. And then I've known them for a while, too. I used to ride for them back when I first moved to Vegas. And
it's a good deal.
Yeah, I've just known them for a long time.
Yeah. You've been... Vegas most of your life? Then? Or, I mean, you moved from Arizona, right? Isn't that?
No, I moved from, what kind of got me into the whole scene and with all like the old school riders and stuff is I lived in Huntington Beach, lived down on 7th Street and Pacific Coast Highway. And this was back in the time when like Krusty was getting filmed and Paul Fernandez cased it into the apartments. I was like right across the street from my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Nice. Actually, I was fighting with this stripper chick that I was living with down there. And, I was on the couch. I was sleeping. I was sleeping on the couch. Like if you watch the Krusty after Paul Fernandez hits that cases it and they bring him into and put him on that black leather couch. That was Will Tracy's house. He was a friend of mine. I was staying on that couch for like a month.
Nice.
So I just kind of got plugged in with all those guys. We used to go to Beaumont and stuff and ride in Ricky Canyon and. So,
boy, speaking of John Huntington, his life sure changed from what it was in Vegas, isn't it, man? I talked with him here a little bit not too long ago, and he's living on the beach, chasing a van, like living a van life, and
Captain John Huntington.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's a boat captain. Yeah,
he's a good guy. We've had our differences, but he's a good guy.
Yep. It's funny.
We'll leave that one.
It's a small world, man.
I was just gonna say, we'll just leave that one
right there.
Yeah, man. It's a small world. I grew up, riding and racing and everything. And then I moved to Phoenix I went to MMI Motorcycle Mechanics down there. And
oh, sweet.
Like the first ramps I ever hit were like John and Robert Dissler down there, and then Nate Adams at the time. I worked for Piper Performance, and we did a bunch of suspension for all the freestyle guys.
Cliff Piper.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
my very first race. Okay, listen to this. Canyon Raceway in Arizona.
Yeah.
One of my very first races, nobody told me to put it in second or whatever. And so I was in first pin just with everybody else. As soon as the gate dropped, looped it. Anyways, looped it right out of the bat.
That's awesome.
And then I was facing the wrong direction, picked up the bike, facing the wrong direction, had to turn around, ended up coming back, and I got third place. Well, third place prize was like a $3,500 Cliff Piper suspension package.
Oh, yeah. He was a man.
Dude. Dang. Right. All race tech gold valves, valves, front and rear. Like Cliff Piper hooked it up, and then he like polished the jug. And this was all on a 125 CR 125.
That's what I rode when I was down there too.
97 CR 125.
How old were you?
I was 22, maybe 21, 22.
But speaking of CR 25, don't let me get off the subject of what we're doing. My daughter rode Travis's 50, and she's addicted.
Oh, yeah.
Gave her one ride through the alley. I think she jumped on in the alley. She was having a bad day. I was like, let her ride the bike, dude. She'll forget about all of it.
With her helmet, I could see her grin with her helmet on. No question. She was going to run the gas out of the bike if we.
Oh, it's true. Yeah. Bikes are happiness. Bikes are
pure
happiness.
And that's what I was going with was she's tall and skinny. She's built like me. She's obviously not as heavy as me. So do I just
probably heavier?
Do I get her the 125 right away? I get her the 125 absolutely. Right away?
Yeah, you throw it right on.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yes, bubble wrap, push them off.
No sense. Bubble wrap. No sense in the. You know.
Yeah, this is a 125 two stroke though. I think we have like 125.
The four stroke ones would be perfect for her right now.
Like that'd be way better for her.
Because I want to get her something that she's not just gonna instantly outgrow. Something she can get to feel and
right.
and start to go, absolutely, hey, I love this bike.
Yeah, those trail bikes, they do good.
I don't want nothing to do with girls riding, man. It's so bad yeah, to see them wreck. Especially
when I feel bad when they crash,
exactly. I see these girls starting to try to do tricks and
I
stuff. I get it. And it's like,
I would rather her ride a bike than
not
play football.
Not that they can't. Right. I'm not saying they can't. By I'd rather, no means, I'd rather I just her, don't like to see a woman wreck like that.
Absolutely. I would rather her ask me for a bike than ask to wrestle or play football.
Yeah,
dude. See, like, I agree. I don't
know how
I don't like
deal with that.
I don't
play football. I just don't.
I don't like.
I
don't like girls.
I don't want to see her do that.
You just say no.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you.
I don't like. I don't want my daughter to wrestle like with the boys, but they are having like now they're getting girl. They're now they're getting girls wrestling teams. Like even one of the colleges in Montana now has a girls wrestling team.
Oh no.
And my daughter's feisty. Like I could see her being good.
Like actual wrestling.
Oh yeah.
Like I want my daughter to have a cheerleading.
No, like Olympic wrestling style. Yeah.
What the hell?
Wow. For real, and it's huge in Texas and whatnot. And I mean,
it's not. It's just
girl on girl.
They're hot. If they're
sweaty
if
girls.
They're good looking. That's
yeah.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It depends on the type of singlets they're wearing.
Oh, do they oil themselves?
Yes. Now we've got into a whole different. I was just asking what kind of bike to buy my daughter.
We went from Cliff Piper to oiled girls
do they
wrestling.
Get all shiny.
Quick hurry.
Are they shiny?
What should we call this? WW.
W.
Yeah. So anyway, back to Cliff Piper. Yeah. And that when I went to MMI. We literally had a guy come to our school, and he comes up, and he's like, who'd like a job working on dirt bikes and whatnot? I'm like, well, that's where I came from. That's what my dad had the Honda shop here, and they took like four or five of us out of class, and they asked us a few questions, and I answered every one of them, and they're like, hey, come into Piper Performance tomorrow, and I worked there the whole time I lived in Arizona.
That's awesome. What years was that?
2001. Like right in 2001, yeah. 2002, yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
That was back when 7th Street in Deer Valley.
Oh yeah,
was
yeah.
A good ride spot.
Yeah.
And there was that big was Quadzilla jump that was right on that turn.
Yeah.
Do you remember that jump?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
have some pictures of me doing
we
that.
We had
jump
out at the Waterhole. I rode out there quite a bit, and then out at 105th and Bell. Like yeah, there was a couple big ones out at Bell. Yeah. At the time, somebody built a 95 footer that hadn't been hit yet.
Yeah.
When I was there, but yeah.
That's cool, man. Yeah, we used to stomp around the same ground.
Did there was a jump
candy
show?
Candy store. We'd always go riding and hit the candy store right there.
Yeah, you could. there was did a show
no
at Cooperstown. Bar. Yeah, at Cooperstown. You know the Alice Cooper's bar down by Bank One Ballpark.
Which Cooperstown?
It's Alice Cooper's bar. He owns it down there.
I was gonna say Cooperstown.
They did a jump show
right?
Beside there that right after baseball? One of the Supercrosses one year. Nice. That's some cool shit. Yeah, it was fun, man. We
God, that brings back memories.
Oh yeah, me too.
I had a lot of fun in Arizona. I had too much fun in Arizona.
Me too. That's why I came back
to
Montana.
I went to high school in Arizona, and then right out of high school, I moved to Huntington and lived there for about 9 years, and then came to Vegas.
Yeah, it was like the 2001, the bleach blonde hair years.
What was your first bike?
97 CR. Well, no, I had a Honda Trail 50 when I was younger, and then I got a 80. But it was nothing like the type of bikes. It was a bike your dad bought you.
Right, yeah. The one that you know is safe
on for
your kid.
I came from a small town like this, too, so it wasn't the access to the bikes, and it just wasn't where it's at now. But
my
first real good bike was a 97 CR125.
Nice. I'm asking you as a parent. You know, like,
boy, he's still looking for his daughter's bike.
Yeah, because I'm like, no, well, I don't know what to do, you know? Yeah. It's like... And I was going to get her golf clubs, too. But I'm like, God dang it. You know, I want to get her the right golf because she's spectacular at everything. Uh-huh. So I want to make sure she has the...
It's good money in golf, man.
I know.
Better money than driving.
Yeah. You're in the beautiful place all the time. You're not going to get hurt.
Get her.
Something you can do till you're 70.
I like to ask people that know what they're talking about so I don't just go wild on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
I hear it.
I'd say, like, one of the... Yeah, literally, like a trail bike 125 would probably be perfect for right now.
The thing is,
he's wanting something that he can jump on and ride.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
It's got to be something, you know, that I approve of.
He's all talking, legit, we can't outgrow her, but he just wants to ride.
He wants to make sure it fits him, too.
I know I'm done growing, so if it fits me, it'll fit her.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
That's the way I look at it.
So, Austin, you're a BMX guy, man. How'd you get going into that and where you live now? You're in Vegas now, right?
Yeah, I've been in Vegas since I was like 9.
Really?
Yeah. Basically, I did BMX because I can't afford the dirt bikes. They're $10,000, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
I hear
you. I was fortunate enough to get sponsored and get good enough to have bikes sent to me, and I was running through these things, and I was filming for a new video, And I ended up having a serious injury and tore some ligaments and put me out for like a year and a half. Ended up recouping a year and a half later. Got onto the BMX bike again. I don't know how this happened, but a dirt bike walked into my life on my birthday.
Really?
Yeah. And then I was good.
Walked it.
My good friend Cody Paul like introduced me to Vince. And this was like, I don't know, I probably knew him about like 2 years before I had this bike. But as soon as I got this bike, it was game on because Vince had this compound. He's doing all this freestyle stuff. And it just kind of clicked.
Yeah.
He honestly, he took my word for the whole BMX thing. And he was like, oh, you ride pro BMX, but you're injured. Cool. Like, here, yeah, here you go. Let's run it, you know?
Yeah,
like, yeah, I brought him on for BMX first. Yeah. I brought him on BMX, and then he ended up getting that bike. And
it just popped off. I mean, I've only had this bike for a year, so we're just...
How long so you just started ramping?
Harleys, riding wheelies on Harleys, BMX.
Nice.
Yeah.
And FMX.
Yeah, this was the long story short.
Yeah, so, yeah, no, that's cool, man. That's
no, that has a lot to say about your 2020.
Yeah. And how old are you? What are you?
I'm 22 now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you still got some prime years left.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are over there. We're all like Vince and I are both nursing injuries and shit. Oh, and like,
my kids. Cards are on this kid. This kid's gonna be around for a while.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
I'm old. I feel old. I'm not gonna lie.
I turned 35 22. This year, and
I wish I was 18.
I broke my wrist earlier this year, and it.
Bullshit. 16. Get him the fuck out of here. Sorry.
Fuck off.
Where's the fucking monkey? Get him the fuck out of here.
The monkey.
Oh god. That's Vanna. So you can buy a fuck instead of buying a valve like Vanna White.
Uh-huh.
We named her one night Vanna, and it's if you start dropping, you get all drunk and start dropping too many F bombs, you call it like a foul, and you go, "Hey, man, you owe Vanna a quarter. You got to buy a fuck." Okay. So, that's why she's so.
I earned those ones.
Oh, okay.
She's built a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah, there's probably 20s in there.
So you just started learning how to hit ramps? Is that what like?
Yeah, Paul Smith was my biggest motivation. He taught me everything I know. Like, Vince brought me to the compound and was like, meet Paul Smith. I met Paul Smith. I trained with Paul Smith until his passing. And honestly, like, if it wasn't for Paul, I wouldn't know half the stuff I know now. And
he was a technician,
I'm
dude.
I'm so grateful. Yeah, he broke everything down into increments, and it was to a science and to the exact number. You know what I mean? So, like, I just take that and walk. You know, I don't know. Thank you, Paul.
First ramp I ever hit was, like, we literally were building plans, and it was like the first Rev 1 is what we had, the old Distler's ramp, and first one I hit was down in Arizona, but we built the next one in one of my buddy's garages up here, and like, you live out here, nobody else is doing it, so it's like, you look at your buddy, who's going to hit it first, and you got to go figure it out.
I have another question the fun to stuff. Ask.
Oh, yeah.
How were you guys in school? Like, were you dissuaded by your parents?
I dropped out of school.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Is were you dissuaded by your parents, or did your parents set you up?
That's all on me. It was all on me. They get a job, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So you just keep pushing, you know.
It's a tough sell.
Absolutely, yeah. And with injuries that come with the sport, they'll put you down and you're out. Yeah. You know what I mean? You can't do nothing if you're out. So I don't know. Just stay safe and calculated and.
Yeah, do that well, and then like you said, you're doing a lot of the media stuff, filming around. I mean, that's
I
found when you do get an injury, that's some of the stuff you can sit down. I mean, I like got the full Adobe suite, so I mean, I do things like
I guess I do got a little
graphic
backup.
Design and like the podcast and whatnot. Just as long as my voice works, I guess I can still do the podcast and radio.
If I crash, I guess I got a little backup plan considering the filming and the editing and stuff like that. But there's no way I could be off my bike and.
How do people see your stuff? Like, where? Plug your social media.
I just made a little YouTube thing. We got Sin City Productions. It's the both S's are money signs, so it's like ridiculously hard to find. That's where I messed up. But we also got Vince's page. It's PSE USA, another YouTube page. And then all the Instagram stuff. Austin Winter 69.
Yeah. Psycho Sports Cartel is a YouTube page.
Okay, Psycho Sports Cartel YouTube page. Yeah, yeah. And then like I said, Instagram. We did Snapchat, Facebook.
Which I'm sure will be available on
monarca.com.
There we go.
Yeah, we can put links on there. Okay. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll send you all the links.
You know, that's what I was talking though. I need an assistant, like to be able to I got three or four different YouTube pages. I got, you know, like all the Monarca stuff going on. I just you have apps and certain things like where you can send everything to, like, you know, you put it on your Instagram, it goes to your Facebook and everything else.
Yeah.
But I almost need, just need a guy keeping some of that straight for me. Like, I've been looking for a dude for a while and, you know.
I'm
like,
not it.
Yeah, Johnny's not the guy. Some days you're lucky to get a text message back from Johnny. About
what the hell is
later.
A pearly? We got to get up early.
We got to get up early.
What's a pearly? That's a shout out to my old man. You
I
know,
thought that, you talked about a pearly.
What the fuck is a pearly?
That is funny.
So, did you start like hustling your like your sprockets just?
Hustling.
To sir, like when you started Vince,
MySpace,
like what?
MySpace,
man. Yeah, dude, I had a MySpace page too. Yeah. I just found mine the other day too.
Yeah, I started on MySpace. It's crazy. You know, sometimes I just sit there and think of like how far it's came and what I've done with this. You know, and my dad always taught me if you never work a day in your life, you're doing something that you love. And
yeah.
I mean, I'm a high rigger in the union out in Vegas too, and I still do that from time to time and work the conventions, hang signs, drive heavy equipment, but.
Hustle.
Since the company's been doing good, I try to limit my time out there because anytime I'm working out there, then I'm behind on PSC. If I put everything into PSC, like the events and the design and the apparel and the keep up on the compound that I got and the riders, and I mean, I got a lot going on, and it's just me. You know what I mean?
I'm doing the same thing here.
It's like, just me, and I'm to the point, and that's the biggest step for, I think, and I've, you know, just from the research I've done and the seminars that I've watched, and that's a big step for any business is
start
to,
delegating your workout.
To hand the reins
exactly
and hand my baby over to somebody.
Well, that's it. I mean, like, you can only come up with so much design. I mean, when is the point that you go like, okay, I need another designer because I've only done 5 t-shirts this year or whatever, you know, and that kind of thing.
Right.
But I get it. And that's
a different style. Just to hit
that's where the new guys are here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. See, I was going to say.
Austin's over here raising his hands, but you know how many of my friends have sat in that chair and done that exact same thing for me? And then when my event comes, I'm like, guys, we're like, I needed 10 guys to haul
where
chairs.
Where are you now?
One of them shows
I'm
up
here to
3 hours
myself,
late. Dude. Yeah, dude. Absolutely. Yeah, it's, I mean, and I do the same thing, man. I got a lot on my back that it's, and I just figure, you know what, if nobody's going to show up, I'm going to do it myself anyway.
But it's scary to put your balls on the line. Like
you
got
to risk it to get the biscuit.
Well, and another thing, too, with these events, I just brought on this, like, it would be an event coordinator, and he's somebody that's a little bit more clean cut, went to college, somebody that, because it's like me walking into a business the way I look.
All tattooed.
Like, yeah, let me jump in dirt bikes, bring my guys to jump dirt bikes in your parking lot. Like,
first thing they think is ruckus.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's not.
That's you know, that's what I do for a living.
Not with Montana
businesses.
Second thing,
I sit with
bankers every day, man. That's what I'm.
Yeah, that's what, and you know, so I'm paying this guy. He's setting up shows.
Sponsorship
sales. All he has to do is get me a yes that they're interested in and get them to me, and I give him once
Right into it. Yeah.
Oh, just pull it up a bit. Here, I can turn him up too.
Once
Johnny's being the mic now.
Once it's locked in, he gets $500. It's $500. When he does a couple of those a month, that's $1,000.
Yeah,
pocket,
freaking
you know,
kid could get paid.
I do a lot of different promotion stuff like that too, or like booking for people, like different. I've done bands.
Yeah,
so
I need a promoter. Man.
I usually do like if it's like literally if I'm just gonna package a show and sell it to you, I just take 20% of like whatever the you know, and that I mean that's just
business.
And I do you know all the legwork for you, and then like the people they assume the risk of
15%
paying somebody and
top.
Yeah. That's where I got my own stuff
hustle.
On.
That's called hustle.
Yeah, that's
we
another
hustle.
Podcast.
We're
hustlers.
Yeah. Adam, which I haven't done a podcast since then. I had 4 comedians up here last weekend, and I had Sean McBride and Adam Hunter. And Adam Hunter, he runs his own podcast called MMA Roasted and whatnot. But one of his jokes was we drove 3 hours from the airplane. I picked him up in Billings. He was like, we drove 3 hours and made it to Malta. I still didn't hear all the jobs that Travis has. And I was like, yeah, well, that's funny until I pulled up his Facebook profile and his list of jobs is about like this, like 4 miles long. And he's a hustler too, man. He was the last comedian on Jay Leno, Jay Leno show that they had. And like, he's been on Leno a couple times. He's shooting all sorts of TV stuff and works
good
for the
fan,
UFC man. Doing stuff. Yeah. So it's kind of crazy, you know, like the people that I've been surrounding myself with are hustlers. And
I like titties
you know.
To come to me. I hate chasing titties.
This fucking guy. No, you got to really like get after your stuff if you want to do what you got to do. You know.
Well, that's it, yeah. And when you got a family of 5 at home with bills overhead, I mean, I'm sitting pretty good right now. So, like, most of my shit's paid off and whatnot. So, it's, you know.
Working.
Yeah, it's a scary time to.
It's the American dream to always be scared.
Oh, yeah.
Living the dream. I mean,
chase it, dude. That's exactly what I found. Like, if there's fear, if you can literally, like, either conquer it or just, like, eat that frog, you know, just go like after me. It. That's where you put yourself in a better position, usually.
Yeah, that's like me going, looking at the 75 feet and going, well, that looks a little funky, and if I'm not knowing I can do it, then something is going to happen. But if I'm just like, oh, yep, that's the normal 75, here we go.
Yeah, it looks easy.
Then I'm just going to jump it, and I'm going to do my stuff all correct, and there's no problems. But the first time you think of something going wrong or anything like that, stuff goes wrong.
Jinx. Jinx.
No, no. It's just
that's usually just hanging out with Johnny anytime. You just
guaranteed. You're okay up early.
Yeah.
I get up early.
Yeah. You get up early.
Yeah. So where's your vision of the company? Where do you want to take it? Like what kind of... I mean, obviously, to make a bunch of money is
the next level.
I'm there, man.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
We're making money.
Montana.
Yeah, you've made it now. You're on the podcast.
Yeah, no, I mean, really, the vision would be I just want to book more shows. And I think the more shows that we're doing, the people that are coming here, like just for instance, today I had a few people come up, like, we'd like to bring you here. We'd like to bring you here, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to book up a good solid year of writing shows. And because if you look at a lot of the graphics companies, they don't do the events. They don't do the apparel. They just do graphics. You look at the sprocket companies, they don't do events. They don't do sprockets. I'm doing sprockets, graphics,
riders,
apparel, headwear.
It's been
events.
How far do you go? Where else?
Energy drink companies has kind of been the ones that did a lot of that and the promotion also at the same time, and that's, you know.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I came up with the name in general. It's Psycho Sports Cartel. Like, I can go any direction with this. Like, skate, I've just, BMX. I've established myself in the moto, industry.
Yeah, specifically.
If I wanted to go into the skate industry and start doing skateboarding, Psycho Sports Cartel, easy.
Yeah.
BMX. If I wanted to do base jumping, I could do it. I could even do bull riding.
Because it's all psycho.
I mean? So,
I think you should do bull riding.
I've already talked about it. Yeah, I started doing
some
rodeos.
Welcome to Montana. Yeah, you're
I started doing some rodeos with Cody Kavanaugh. He's a Wisconsin FMX. And
why not have some badass bull riders?
Yeah, I met some really cool rodeo clowns and bull riders and stuff.
Dude, being from Montana.
I got a good hookup for you in this world. My cousin's kid is a professional bullfighter, like big time professional. He fights for like the Bullfighters Only that are in Vegas all the time and all that.
Right.
And he just picked up a sponsor from Wrangler, like actual Wrangler jeans sponsor.
He's not the kind of guy that runs from
a cool young kid, dude.
I would definitely sponsor a clown.
He's a beast too. Like he's got social media unlock. It'd be a good one for you. Yeah. Yeah, I'll get you his info and stuff.
There's a lot of cool motherfuckers around here. I'm not gonna lie. It's everywhere you look is talented.
Malta was good to us. Malta was awesome. The people here were so sick. Everybody's like, you know, just so down with the sport and really want to see like what's going on next and want us back next year. And I don't know, it was crazy. Yeah, the people were so awesome here. Absolutely.
People, I always say that we're kind of starved for entertainment up here because, you know, it's not like every weekend you're going out and seeing a Rob Zombie show and that kind of thing. But
right.
No, you know, and I mean, it is, but you know the one cool thing is you drive down the street and everybody waves at you.
Yeah.
You know, it's everybody's friendly here. Everybody trusts everybody.
And you know what's cool about it?
I don't want to tell everybody, but the keys are in my pickup right now. You know, like
I sent my daughter down to watch you guys the other day because I unfortunately had to be at work. But I sent her down with $5 in her pocket and she got to see one of the most killer shows. Because
so cool.
She came back
so
going,
cool to hear.
Wow, dude, that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I gave her $5, and she came back happy as she could be.
Yeah, that's right. That's a
every
cool
kid in town's jumping their bikes off of curbs all day long.
Dude,
we got kids following us around. It's pretty badass.
That's cool. More small towns need it. Honestly, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's awesome.
So available.
We bring so much inspiration to the kids, and, you know, they need that. A lot of the kids don't have that drive anymore.
Well, if you're not in basketball around here or football or something, you got to have something to do.
Absolutely.
Well, Shane, the guy that, our buddy that got a hold of you, Shane Carnahan.
Oh, man, shout out.
Like, his whole reasoning originally to do it is, like, too many kids are sitting around just playing Xbox, and I want to get them out and show them that, like, hey, you can actually live that life instead of just sitting there, you know.
Yeah, you
know,
have to
like
watch it.
It's
on
a good vision
video
of it,
screen.
You know. That's exactly, yeah.
I think a big thing of it too is it's not just coming out, doing the show, and going home, but actually the interaction with the kids.
Yeah, we talk with them.
You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, just the way you are with them, and don't make it so that you're like untouchable. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
My daughter was impressed. My daughter was impressed. I will say that. It was awesome. You guys did
good words.
Yeah, that's to me, like, when I was hill climbing big and doing different stuff like that, it was real cool. To me, the funnest part is having the little kids that come up and like,
so important.
Can I take a picture with your bike? It's and they're so like, that cool. kind of stuff. You know, that's cool as hell.
Yeah, because you know what? You just started a fire in that kid. Yeah,
that's right.
And now that kid is the future.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? They might not be the next Shaquille.
Because I was that little kid one day.
Guess what they can do?
They might.
Right? Guess what they can do?
Well, should we take a quick break here? We're right at that 9:05 mark. Absolutely. And I'll turn on that air conditioning for a bit so it cools off in here.
Word.
With that, we'll be right back. Break on Montartica Podcast, Montartica.com.
PC.
All right, we're back from break, and Johnny has given us some history on the General Lee off of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah, apparently. I forgot to grab a beer.
Oh. John heading out.
He might need a pearly.
I might need a pearly.
Yeah, we all gotta get a pearly.
For sure.
So you guys are heading back tomorrow? Driving, how many times are you gonna stop?
We're gonna go straight to Idaho Falls. We're going to stay in Idaho Falls tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So nice. It's like 9 hours, eight, 9 hours, right?
Like that, yep.
Get a nice little pool session.
Yeah, I got a hotel at the Hampton Inn there. Nice little gym.
You don't all have the bikes because the St. Anthony's Dunes in between there. You ever been out there? Oh, they're sick, dude.
Oh, I see it all the time.
They're really sick. We've rode up there a few times. It's super fun. Big stuff. They're good dunes, man.
There's a lot of free riding out here, I've seen.
Oh, yeah, we got some. Awesome. Did you guys ever make it out to Colin's house?
No.
Oh, man, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's good stuff out there.
He's got some.
Yeah, you're going to have to. I mean, even just to go do some filming out there.
You come down here to fish and do some fun things sometimes.
I'm going to be coming back for Shane's wedding, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So you're never coming back?
Yeah, fucking Shane. That's funny. As he tells me today, he's like, you better get to writing your best man speech. I'm like, oh, I have one for you. Yeah.
We had him in here one day when we had the nickname contest.
He's John Denver Hool, but like he gets all sorts of names like Johnny Dangerous, Johnny Walks on Long Toes, all sorts of weird names that like they tease him. Well, and Shane, quite a while ago, I originally started calling him Loop Out Larry, and it went into Cupcake Larry and Angry Larry, because anytime he drinks, he gets mad. And then,
Larry.
So we got a bunch of them. Well, I told them at the beginning of the podcast that we're going to do a segment. I said, all right, we're going to have a nickname contest. They're going to battle, and you guys can start writing now, and we'll do it at the end of the podcast. And it was literally so funny. I had to take my headphones off and walk in the garage. I was crying, dude. It was so funny.
It was funny. Because he was ahead of me, so he like got to. He
Shane's
got to
over start, there just scribbling stuff down the whole time.
He got to start writing things down way before I did. So I'm going, oh great, now he's got a bunch of them, and I've got nothing. You know, I couldn't think of anything, so I just started making things up, and I'm going, oh, this is gonna be terrible, terrible, terrible.
And then Johnny just crushed him. Shane couldn't even do anything. He
that's funny, we got laughing so hard that the results were in.
Yeah,
Loop Out Larry. I like that one,
dude. Forever.
Did he actually loop one out?
Oh no! I got so many pictures of him looping things out.
I think
I've got one of him with like pure panic face, wheeling over backwards in front of his house on the street, like running behind it, and he's got the look of like, "Oh, I'm dead."
Death.
And then I've got one of him completely blown out off the ramp, his legs off of the brake pedal, way out in the air, and he's like. Nice. Beyond vertical, you know he's running from it. Oh, big time.
Maybe that was you guys out in front of his house the other day. I drove by there and he was lacing up some boots or something. I was like, hey, is Ty's teaching you how to tie your boots? Fuck you, Johnny! I just instantly got the
Angry Larry.
Yeah, Angry Larry, just like that. It was because he was sitting there really concentrating and it was strings in his hand. I was like, oh, he's trying to tie his shoes. Good for.
See, I guess
for Shane.
How Vince and I and the rest of the Malta crew actually ended up meeting. You guys came up to do a show in Billings one time.
Oh, I was telling Austin about that today. That's funny.
We showed up. That was the day I bought my dirt bike from Derek. And we got up there, and it literally just dumped rain for like 4 days. All we had to do was sit in the motorhome and drink.
Was that in Billings?
It was just outside of Billings, in Huntley is where it was, yeah. Yeah, it was a pretty wild time.
Yeah, we came up with Derek McClintock, yeah. Ricky Six.
Had Chucky Chuck with you.
Chucky Chuck, Biddy yeah. Carbone.
I do remember.
That was fun, man.
Justin Johansson we picked up, Snowflake.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. We picked him up
didn't
in Utah.
You have a porn star? We had a porn star.
Yeah,
in that
Ricky
one.
Six.
Ricky, yeah.
Yeah, we got pulled
her
over.
And Derek were married at the time.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I think, yeah.
They didn't really come out of the back of the RV the entire time.
No.
Well, what would you do with
except
a
when the cops
star,
pulled
yeah.
us over when we were in Yellowstone. And then I guess no. she gave the highway patrol like a couple pairs of her panties or whatever. And
I'll bet.
Dude, we had a bong
that.
In there.
Yeah,
we
were, it was on.
I mean, we had Chucky Chuck with us, dude. Yeah. So we had bottles of Jack. Yeah, it was a...
That's funny.
Yeah. Welcome to Montana.
Wild. Wild.
It was a crazy...
It was a crazy weekend. Like I said, I bought that bike, and I didn't get to ride it for like a month and a half because that year in Montana, we just got flat dumped on like yeah. early
oh,
May,
me
June.
Me and Derek got in that fight. Too.
Yeah,
you
guys
remember?
Duked it out. Yeah.
Nuh-uh.
Both exchange blows. Yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly. Oh,
they showed shit. Up. Derek was supposed to do a dare, like a big jump, a distance longer. Jump, and they didn't have any dirt out there. They
nothing
didn't have,
proves
like,
friendship
it
like a blowout.
Yeah. It was funny stuff.
Yeah, man. We were cooped up in that RV for a long time.
Yeah, it was wild.
And he was highly intoxicated.
Yeah, that'll oh, do it.
I bet he was the only one.
Chucky did a rap show to like four of us. there was all out there.
Yeah. A personal one.
Yeah, I still anybody. Got yeah. some videos of
it was
doing
fun,
him
man.
In the RV all the way up.
Chucky's cool, yeah.
That was actually one of the first times that I started using Montarctica. We were Chucky and I were fucking going
yeah,
to get the cooler.
It was so damn cold.
Dude, yeah, and it was like nearly snowing, slushing, and Chucky and I are trying to like walk across this. It was just soupy with this cooler, and we're slipping and sliding. I'm looking up. I'm like, "Fucking Montarctica!" And he's like, "Dude, keep that." And like that was part of the.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah,
kind of
crazy
cool story.
Huh?
Vince is yeah. like, "Oh, I don't even know what that is," but in reality, yeah, he was totally there for that name.
That's funny.
Yeah, he, no, it was just Chucky.
I'm still on the fight
the
with
that's
me
cool.
and Derek. I'm just
yeah.
he's
that
reminiscent.
I'll say that's cool if it's
these
true.
Guys. Yeah, they
like,
both get up.
Huge.
Huge reminiscent.
Yeah.
Oh, our buddy,
went limp.
Our buddy
Johnny's
just went
mic just literally went.
He lost
limp.
His mic.
Just went
another beer for this guy.
Give me some Cialis. I'll call in 4 hours if you haven't seen me.
We need another beer for this guy. He's
one,
got a full one.
One more is not going to do it.
How'd the ride home go after all that?
I'm from Billings?
Yeah, that day, that weekend. After
yes.
you and Derek
yeah,
duked it out. And everybody was leaving pretty rough and ragged by the end of the weekend.
Just pissed off.
Yeah, I don't really remember too much about the
years ago.
God.
Years ago,
it was a good idea. The whole plan of the
oh, yeah,
what was
remember,
it was supposed to be
yeah,
could have been a
they
cool
had
weekend.
That big flagpole had a PSC flag
yeah.
up there, and she had that thing called the farm.
They built a brand new supercross track out there, and then
yeah,
like a 50 track. They were working on it that whole time. That
Tammy
yeah,
kept
the,
sending me watches and stuff. She had she had a big thing for me, man. That's how
I heard they just now. Bulldozed it all and changed it because you guys got in a fight.
We
it's
came
a,
out on the mud, you know.
Yeah.
That's why he's here.
We don't want any of
this
around
this is why
here.
He's
sold
here.
The bike. Sold
exactly.
the bike, fought in the mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
That's why he's here.
Good. Yeah, that's you funny. Guys both fucking dropped each
no,
other.
No more of this. Yeah, we won't have fuck. This in our town.
Did you have a beer belly?
Rapscallions.
Oh, yeah, I was in
did you punch
near.
Your beer belly?
Straight jaw shots, both of them.
All jaw shots.
Yeah, boom, boom.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Derek dropped him, and he gets back up and cracks Derek, and Derek, like, went to the ground, and he gets back up, and he's... Still loopy. He's like, and Vince is like, we done? I'm
you
like,
fuckers.
And he's Derek still wanting to fight. And I'm like, he's fucking out on his feet right now.
Yeah, it was pretty.
It was pretty funny, man.
No, my jaw hurt the whole way. My jaw.
I'm sure it did. Those were pretty.
Damn.
Both a couple brother. Pretty good blasts.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I hate to tell on a brother,
really good
right?
Friends. But yeah,
that's horrible.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah, dude. Shane's. Bummer. I got fucking. Shane broke my orbital bone one time.
Dick.
Ooh. Angry Larry.
Dick move.
Angry Larry.
Lactating Larry. He was on his
flat,
period.
Tried it. Yeah.
He was knocking people out 2 nights ago. We're good.
He was.
Larry and I have, like, drunk and got into it 3 or 4 times. And, I'm a wrestler, so every time I put him on his back and threw him around. 3 times, he's nearly bit my nipple off.
Oh, my God.
Serious to like God. I got him serious. In, like, I got him. No, for real. I got him on his back and I got him tied up. And I have the shirt still. He took that night in Bozeman. He took the whole damn pocket off my shirt. My nipple was all black and blue. He's like, I'm squeezing his head and he bites my nipple off. Like, nearly took it off.
Lactating Larry.
Fucking Larry.
Lactating.
Yeah. Good times with him. Still good friends, man.
Yeah, now let us all together.
Yep. That was the weekend.
Shane, all that. So.
So yeah, weird, okay. What most people think is dysfunction.
Yeah, look at where I came from. It's a small world, man. It's crazy.
Who would have thought?
I was a young kid up here watching like all the crusty stuff, you know, and doing all the crazy shit. Like I said,
I've been around watching that stuff.
Days, yeah.
I wasn't even old enough to watch that stuff.
Yeah, I skipped almost every one of my high school proms because I was out racing motocross.
That's the reason.
Yeah.
Heard you were
it
fast.
Wasn't because he didn't have the balls to ask anybody.
Not super fast. So there's definitely the problem with racing, dude. Is like even the pro classes.
That's
you know,
tough stuff.
You go and take even if you went to go and take like all three classes in Montana, it barely pays for your gas for the weekend because like the races are so far away. I mean, Montana's a huge state, dude. You can drive across it for 2 days if you want. And
shit, that's crazy. Yeah,
you can drive across it for a week if you want.
I feel like it's not far because in Vegas, if you could see it, it's not far to me.
And if you drive across, you can see it. If you drive across Montana on Highway 2, you're not going to see Montana.
No.
You'll see Glacier. You'll see a little bit of. You'll see all of the prairie. You'll see
that's
a little bit of the mountains.
Vegas is a big old hole, so
it is kind of.
Yeah,
but there's so much to see that isn't just on Highway 2.
What are some of you guys' favorite things in Vegas?
Oh man, my fucking freestyle facility. Yeah, that my sponsor Vince provides me with. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're there every
day.
That's
what you're into. You need to come up here and check some things out. There's lots of land up here. That's man.
Oh yeah, that's what everybody keeps saying.
What you should do, Vince. You should buy some land up here.
I know. That'd be
pretty sick, huh?
That reminds me of
need them everywhere.
Bring up on the next time we have to pee. is the track that is around where I live.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
That's the good stuff.
Oh yeah.
There's an option of it being ridiculously cool. It's
there's an option.
Yeah, it still needs build. It's a vision, is what he's saying.
It's one of those things
I got those.
Johnny. Yeah.
I got plenty of those.
Well, that's that cabin place of mine. I'd like to build a house out there someday.
Yeah.
That'd be a cool spot to have one.
Yeah, we need a spot everywhere, so when we go to these places and do these shows, we could just kind of practice and stay in our mansion homes.
That'd be the ideal thing, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Got boats, got a.
Yeah,
got
the just chicks. Park them there, leave
boats
them.
And hose?
Boats and hoes. Boats and hoes. I got to have me
you know
my
what
boats.
I, you know
hose.
What I'm more into now? Boats.
Just boats.
Yeah, break out another 1,000.
Yeah. You know, I went through my share of the ridiculous ones, and they're fun, and it's all fun, but a boat will never leave you.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah, if you don't tie it up in the dock. If you don't tie it up in the dock. Yeah.
Go wakeboarding by yourself.
Yeah, good point.
That's right. Yeah, but I have buddies for that.
Surf that wake.
I do not want to go with my old lady. Because you know what she's going to do when I say, speed up a little.
She's going to tie you to a brick and throw you in.
She's not going to speed up a little. She's going to speed up a lot.
Yeah.
And then it's going to be up to me to either let go and look like a pussy or try and ride it out.
Oh, you got to ride it out, man. Or you ain't getting laid.
I watched Johnny take one of the biggest eye-peeling face plants on a wakeboard one day. And you watch him like... slap, and you see knocked him still out. Trying to hang on to the rope like 3 feet underneath the water.
Howdy.
He's just dragging. It
drilled him so hard.
All I remember is these guys fucking pulling me up the boat. I was like, I don't remember the last 5 minutes.
Eyelid peeler bad. Oh, he slapped hard.
Like a fishing lure.
Yep. He's going under.
If we were going for sharks, it would have been perfect.
Bait.
It sucked.
That's fine.
Yeah, it sucked. It hurt. I was done. I'm not gonna lie. I was done.
I could see this already.
So the compound, Vince, how about you, Vegas? Yeah,
I don't really go out too much, man. The only time I go out is when I have friends or people or business people.
Or I need photos.
Come into town and then but I try to stay out of the casinos. I don't gamble. Yeah. I haven't even drank really in the last year.
You have been sleeping in gamble. Shape now. You run a business, you gamble.
Hustle.
Yeah.
Hustle.
Yeah, I've been on kind of a health kick for the last year. And I don't know, I turned 40. And
fuck you, I'm 41.
Yeah, I'll be 41 next week.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, I just turned it around, man. Changed what I was eating and started doing some CrossFit class with TJ Lavin and his wife. And
does it hurt after all the injuries? Or is it feeling better?
At first it was. I like went through a really few months where my elbows were so bad, like I couldn't even like lift things up. But
Really?
I worked through it. And now I do. I go from CrossFit to the gym. So I do the CrossFit class, and then I go to the gym and do like heavier weight and stuff. And
it's honestly pretty cool. I'd watch this freaking guy transform. Like,
oh yeah, man, I've seen amazing. It. I mean, you post some of it on social media. So
amazing.
If you
want
to
film.
Yeah, it's I got to watch it all. Man, I never thought. It really is, dude. I just
beer belly to 12 packs.
Yeah, oh, no shit.
Crazy.
Overnight.
Lavin's gym looks cool as hell too. It's like slash so garage sick. Gym car fucking so museum. What is it? Like, I don't even.
Oh, mine?
No, TJ's gym. DJ. Yeah.
Oh wow, it's amazing.
It looks
amazing.
Sick. On like I've seen your pictures and stuff.
He's got some badass cars and he's got it all.
Yeah. His wife's really good and really into it. Into the.
CrossFit.
The clean eating diet.
For stuff. Which we got a lot of people that aren't like into the action sports the way we are. TJ Lavin was a former BMX pro also.
Yes.
Dirt jumper guy, like crazy.
Huge inspiration to mine. Yeah.
He was a stud. Like early X Games, he was winning it all then.
Yeah, me and Paul invited him out to the compound. That's how I even met him. And
you know what? He actually walked up into the compound. He walked into the compound and I was like, TJ?
Walked.
He walked into the compound.
Nobody, that's funny.
Paul was like, who the hell is this guy?
Yeah.
And I was like, TJ? Lavin?
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, what's up? Yeah. And then we got to talking, and Paul's like, yeah, come out and fucking check it out, blah, blah, blah. And then we told Vince, and then I think he did come out, and he brought his bike, didn't he?
Yeah, I went out there with him.
Sorry about that, dude.
And then that was him and Vince's thing after that.
He invited me to the CrossFit thing.
Yeah. It just took off.
And you just decided?
Oh, no, it was on.
I'll check it out.
It was on.
I need to get back in the gym more, too. I've
total dedication.
Yes, you do.
I skateboard is my what getting in shape is now. Fuck you, Johnny.
There's the brand new nickname of the night.
It's getting heated. It's getting heated.
I'm getting shit from a 135-pound guy right now.
It's getting heated up in here.
On a fat day for John, yeah.
Yeah, that's because I took three craps today.
Drinking his beer.
I used to coach wrestling and everything, so I would, like, at one point was crazy about being in shape, you know, and now it's three kids and chasing businesses and everything else. Yeah, I mean, it's something. How about you? Do you got a morning routine? Is that part of your morning routine?
Yeah, you know, that's a lot of my, like, if I have to work for, like, the union job or whatever, I make sure I go to the gym before I go home, because once I go home with the kids and stuff, it's just, like, I'm stuck there.
Once I get on the computer
with the orders and what I got to get, the boxes ready for the, you know.
It's tough to leave when
you do all your shipping, too, right?
Everything.
And, you know, it's. Not that I want to get into it, but it's like really I don't have too much help with the kids and stuff. So thank God that I am self-employed and I got the time that I can spend with them. Like a lot of parents, you know, they don't get to spend the time that I get to spend with my kids.
How long did it take you to get to that point with PSC? I mean, like,
man, you know, it was crazy how it happened. I was married for 10 years and got a divorce, and I ended up going to county over a fight we got into and got out of county I was in there for like 8 days. And when I got out, she had taken everything, put it in one trailer and like had the constable tow it. And I didn't even know where it was. So I was staying in an apartment on my friend's floor for
constable would be like,
yeah,
top,
I
right?
didn't even have clothes. She didn't even give me clothes. And, I was at a point where all I had was that trailer. So I sold that trailer and used that money to LLC the company and get the bank account. And it was really when Facebook started just going. I sponsored Jason Thorne.
Yep.
Was one of my first riders.
Yeah, you're pretty good with the social media stuff. I mean, you're all over it.
Doing a lot. You got to stay with it. It takes a lot of commitment. You gotta.
It is. It's crazy. I mean, just trying to.
I couldn't even imagine doing this. Like, I give so much props to the companies, you know, like Silver Star and all those companies that had to do this and got such a big name without social media.
It's
so much easier now. Like,
it truly is. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, but at the same time, it also makes for a lot more competition too. So it's a lot easier for
true. Yeah, I mean, people that just pop off t-shirts all the time. And
you know what I mean? Like, if you had a good brand with good designs and you put it out there back then, you know, that was good enough. But
Yeah, it's got
to
be all.
Yes, everybody wants to start a company. And I even notice it from people that follow me and stuff, and they see my success and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see little companies that these guys that follow me, you know, start up, and they'll come and go, and they'll come and go, you know. And
well, take advantage for me. Yeah, I see the stuff you're doing, and I'm like, wow, I want to do the Sin City, you know.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
Yeah, see, all my stuff mostly started out more of the promotion end of it, and now it's like turning into more of the retail stuff too.
With me, double-handed the podcast compliment. And it's like
everything with online, you know, there's so many
musician.
It's hard stuff.
It's hard. And if you play a song and then and you think it's yours, and one of your buddies goes, "Hey, that sounds like Freebird."
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Oh man.
That was my hit too. Yeah, no.
Yeah, but you know, I've seen this guy just like really just put all in for it and
it was all hustle go for at it. The beginning anyway.
You know what? And we're making it work. Like it's really starting to come together, and you know we're a team, and it's gonna happen. So
yeah.
I'm pumped on the way things are headed right now, for sure.
It's good. It's good to hear.
Yeah, nothing but going up.
Yeah, see, I mean, I'm seeing more and more of it, you know, out even like the social media land, on more moto guys and different stuff. I'm seeing.
Yeah, we'll be as soon as we get back to Vegas. I got to contact Jimmy Fitzpatrick, and I'm gonna bring him and. I'm going to bring Austin and Chandler down there to use his foam pit, get these guys flipping. So next year, it's a really good possibility that we'll have three flippers to make up for the
you got shows coming out this
year. Which is,
you know what I mean?
We have a couple, but I mean, for the most part, we got to book them. Yeah. It's not a guaranteed yes, but we got onlookers and people who are interested, so we're on the right path.
Yeah, there's nothing, I mean, I've been riding, like I said, for years, and there's nothing easy about trying to pull a flip the first time. I've done them on the 50. I haven't.
No, Austin's got it, man. He's I watch him flip BMX bikes.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, it'd make it easy that way.
I did the stuff for a living, and like, you know, for me to just be like, be able to go for it, it's not a problem. Yeah, I'm not scared of it. Like, I'm ready to go do the front flips and the double back flips.
What are you gonna start at, 125?
Oh, yeah, we're going to use the 50s.
50s will start.
Yeah, we built one. I got a ramp that we built into snow here.
Come on, man. KX450. Dump stars. Yeah.
I got a 4 foot, just a 4 foot ramp, or like 4.5 foot, I think is what it is. But it's a little metal ramp I built just for learning on the 50s.
Ramps like that? I could probably front flip.
Like back when
like
the 50 nuts videos and stuff were coming out, BMX. You know? Yeah. And doing 360s into snow banks up here. That was our foam pit. Just built it, got the old plow over at my dad's shop and built up a little landing out of snow and. Just went for it.
I was just saying, those are the coolest little ramps. Yeah, dude. Front flip, and it's real good on BMX. They're real abrupt.
Yeah.
So you just lean back, and it snaps you front flip like nothing. Huh. It's really neat, yeah. I like that. I like those.
Yeah, ramps. I mean, I can, like, trampolines and stuff. I was at the tramp park trying to do doubles last weekend, but I can backflip
that's
all
pretty
day.
Sick.
I'm going to be able to backflip, like, when I'm 80. I know it. I've been able to do it since I was like a fourth grader.
And that's why Paul was so much of an inspiration to me, because he was 49 years old.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Going on 50.
It's crazy. My body hurts right now at 35. I've this 14th broken bone on this wrist here. So, yeah.
Did I say this chair was uncomfortable too?
Yeah, exactly. No, I get it, man. I'm that guy.
I can see Vince's back starting to tweak.
I can see this wine
in the truck tomorrow.
This is why I pace.
We're going to make him lay on the roof.
I pace, because when I sit, I'm done.
I've brought before. Have you ever seen the, you know, those polar cubes that run ice through a patch? They're it's a little cooler with a little pump in it. No. You put ice water in it, and then it's got a patch like that runs ice cold water through it.
Travis.
It's called a polar cube. No, and you can get them for like your knee, your back, whatever. I've taken them even in the vehicle with me, and then like plugged them into the power inverter. So as I'm driving, I got like that ice cold water running on a patch on my back.
You like that? It feels good.
Does that help?
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah,
it works
I feel like
great. Yeah,
warm. No.
No, it
did. So your back stuff. Hurts really bad.
Oh, I got, Oh, yeah. I use an inversion table, all kinds of shit.
So maybe really? Try that. Yeah, you get some ice on there, man.
I don't know if I'd be, I bet now that I'm in really good shape, I could do it, but I know if I would have tried an inversion table before I was in shape, it would have killed me.
It's
back,
the
dude.
World's greatest thing for if you got back troubles.
Those are the suckers it's that period, go bang like, all the way up and all the way down.
Just lean back. They're smooth as shit, and they're cheap, dude. You can get one. Cool. You can get them anywhere from $100 to $300 bucks, whatever. But they're worth every single penny, dude. They've
like
helped my back so much better.
Yeah.
You can use it for a lot of things.
Yeah. You know what? Yeah.
You know what you'll find the most of is your kids playing on. Is what you find
there.
The most. Literally, like you find your kids playing. My kids are like, ooh, teeter totter. Yeah, I get it.
The back stretcher.
Not to change the subject.
Triple X or upper.
But did you say you know why Shane crossed the road?
Okay, let's hear it.
Because he was stuck to the back of the chicken.
Okay, I'm out.
I couldn't help it. Something in that conversation reminded me of that.
Of Larry?
Yeah.
God damn.
Loop out Larry.
Yeah, I'm telling you, if you're back and take it, get an inversion table.
Yeah, worth what's every the name of that thing. Ice patch thing?
Polar Cube.
Polar Cube.
And you just plug them into the wall. You put it's about this big. Looks like a little cooler. And like a lot of times that people give them to you, like if you had knee surgery or whatever, but you can get different plug-in snaps, like the different size patches for it.
That sounds
it just
like
runs
one of your
ice cold water.
Sounds like it's, one of your products.
Could be, couldn't it? Maybe I should start that. Yeah.
Polar
Cube. Yeah. It's already been built. But yeah, they're pretty sick. They were good.
Probably a cool. better version patches. Of it somewhere.
Yeah. See, there you go. Back patches.
The new icy
new name for it and everything. No, I want 10%.
Keep it chilly. I'm not going down that route.
10%.
Now that I say that, 10 years down the road, here comes
hey, that was my thoughts there.
Yep.
Perfect
business,
dude. We've had multiple businesses come just from this podcast, where you sit and you're bullshitting for 2 hours, and then suddenly something comes up, and you're like, "Wait a minute, I'm either going to take a break or I'm going to scribble it down."
Yeah,
like,
careful.
We were just talking. We never did this.
Loud.
This is cool. Yeah. It's, you know.
I'm glad you invited us over. I'm glad I forced myself to stay up.
Yeah, most of the time me doing this is forcing myself to stay up because I got to wait till the kids are in bed. I got like,
yeah.
No, he just really needs to do we need to get up early.
Oh, yes.
We really do.
That's like one thing I didn't get while I was out here.
What?
The early.
He got up early. You never got up early.
Yeah.
So you say you got a morning routine. You just go to the gym. You do anything?
Oh, freaking
times a day.
Every day is the same thing, man. I go to CrossFit from 7 to about 8:15, and then I go home, bring Arian to school, drop her off at school, and then I hit EOS Fitness, which is the gym, and work out for about an hour and a half.
Crazy.
Come home, get all the orders out before noon.
When you say you go to seminars, like you're talking business seminar type things that you've been to, like motivational type whatnot?
Yeah, stuff that I've come across, whether it be on social media
or Twitter.
I do a
lot of myself.
He does push-ups in the shower.
One thing that,
I do pull out.
My shower time is my morning time, yeah, I know. But one thing.
I got a crowbar.
He's got the crowbar.
Just curling in the shower.
That's where he hangs his curtain.
I pull my balls up to the shower.
Oh, fuck.
So you have a pulley system.
Yeah. It's an inversion table in the shower.
In the shower.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Sounds like waterboarding.
In a sauna. Yeah.
But no, one thing I started doing, man, was, I've heard from a lot of guys that are making it and they're successful, is meditation. Even if it's like a 10-minute meditation, just sitting like, mindfulness, deep breathing, like
try that with a 4-year-old.
Early morning. That's what I'm saying. It's got to be early morning before they're awake. Yeah, I got kids across the age ranges, man. I got a 1-year-old coming up right now.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I do 10 minutes a day, probably 30 seconds at a time, trying not to kill my family.
Every time I ride, I like seem to take a second to look up at the sun and close my eyes and I make a little prayer and make sure that Paul is like, yeah, watching it and proud. You know, I always like to think that he's so stoked.
He's mindful, dude. It's cool, yeah.
Yeah, so that always gets me going, and I'm good, you know? It's like you just said. Yeah.
I need to start.
Excellent.
Excellent. No, it is. It's good stuff.
Maybe I'll wait till I'm 40 to start working out like Vince, too. I don't know.
Crazy, man. Hey, your life can change in a couple months.
Oh, yeah, easy. I know. I got the style of my body, like, my muscles become defined real quick. Like I don't, you know, it's always been easy, that part for me.
Uh-huh.
I could go a month in the gym and tell a big difference of what I am right now.
Well, yeah, you get that muscle memory once you do it once, you know, it doesn't take as long. I didn't work out since high school. So it was just starting from scratch.
Yeah.
Chest, no arms, no belly. Really too overweight. I was solid covered in tattoos, but that was always my thing. It was like, I'd rather just get tattooed. I'm not going to be buff and put in the work. And now that I'm in shape and I have all the tattoos, you can't really see the definition and stuff, you know, but whatever. I'm doing it to be in shape and just feel good. Yeah, I feel good. And it's good on the mind too.
But you still smoke cigarettes. Yeah.
Just this weekend, damn
just
it!
This weekend.
No,
I hear you.
I stopped. Yeah. Like for
I have
five
a garden.
Days before I
my came garden out. is my zen.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's cool. Deal. Everybody has their thing.
I have a garden, dude.
Yeah.
What kind of garden? I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a vegetable garden.
Okay.
And I take pride in it. And I'm out there every second I get, just to pick the grass and the weeds in between those little fuckers that are going to give me such brilliance in the fall.
That's cool.
It's a big thing to me. I don't know if it's the same, but
yeah,
I mean, to an extent, yeah, sure, absolutely. Everybody has their thing, like I just said, you know.
Yeah,
whatever. That's my problem. I got too many things. Like
I just got a lot of built-up frustration, you know. So it's like when I go there and get it out, and then I'm not as snappy with the kids. I don't
see that's what mine's always been.
He doesn't yell at me as much when he goes to the gym.
It's good news. It's good news.
Well, that's what mine is like, the riding or skateboarding now and whatnot, and yeah.
Yeah, Vince just picks up an 80-pounder and starts punching.
Oh man! Oh, so a third grader?
Yeah,
bang!
Not anymore.
Move up to fourth graders.
Yeah, fourth and fifth is where it's at. Not on to middle school yet, yeah, but we're still.
Jim, where are your fourth and fifth graders at?
We're knocking them out.
Yeah, what period is gym class, bitch?
Yeah. Poor kids. Funny.
Just a bunch of old guys going in there getting schooled by a bunch of little PE kids.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm too competitive.
That would be pretty funny. Hey, how about that? How about we put on a challenge on this podcast? Any bunch of fifth graders can beat us in dodgeball.
Dodgeball challenge, $1,000.
She was at the trampoline park last week, and they got a dodgeball court at the trampoline park. And that looked fairly fun, like, but it was a bunch of little kids.
I feel like you could actually get some challengers now.
Oh,
I think that it would be...
Malta has a dodgeball league here.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think anyone could beat us.
I know a lot. I watched some of the people that go out for City League, and they're all former, like, near D1 athletes, all good in good shape still, and, like, I'm like... Fuck, I would get murdered by those guys in dodgeball right now.
Yeah, I need to get back on my diet, man. I have been falling off
this weekend. You
too much cheesecake.
I eat meal prepped and everything. But
you've been hanging out with Cupcake Larry.
Oh,
who's got the foot long?
Dude, you don't even know. We're talking pizza.
I took a bar pizza, the whole thing, and ate it.
I told you.
Oh, man.
Welcome to Phillips County.
I feel good today.
Yeah,
I usually cook at home. We cook good meals here.
Chicken, rice, and a vegetable. And sometimes no rice.
I made...
the pizza didn't make
well. You should eat what anybody else normally around here eats.
I made pork verde tonight.
I couldn't go to that bathroom for until it was the next day.
The fan wasn't working?
No, it was working.
No, there was plenty of fans.
You want to hear a funny story? Amanda tells us this weekend that when they moved into the apartment where her and Shane are, she's like, because they used to live above the theater where, like, I do the comedy shows here, and the bathroom didn't have a fan. And she goes, as the lady's showing us the thing, she walks in the bathroom, and she, like, flicks the fan on, it works. And she's like, we'll take it. That's all she cared about. I'm sure living with Larry, she wanted that fan.
That's so funny.
It was true. The bathroom fan that sold her. Yeah, that's hilarious stuff, man.
All right, I'm taking my headphones off. They hurt my ears.
Yeah. Well, we can get out of here if you guys are tired.
Yeah,
shit.
I'm
I know
tired,
you guys gotta
man.
Drive
we gotta get up and drive to the other
so
side of the country.
Yeah, no shit. What is it? 1,300 miles or so? 1,200 something like that?
Yeah, 1,200 something miles in a big ass lifted truck.
Yeah, like 8 miles a gallon. The whole thing.
Yeah.
The whole
way.
Yeah,
was that really smart?
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna get some trophies.
If you want to look cool.
I thought I was for sure going to get farthest distance traveled.
Yeah,
you
what
didn't
the
get
hell?
That? You didn't get that?
No, yeah. Oh, someone
drove farther than we did.
Exactly.
For real? You didn't get that?
No, yep. They didn't even. Yeah, they didn't.
Normally they have that.
I think they took his sheet of which he entered with and threw it away because he. This is.
Every time I went by there was so many people looking at that truck.
Oh, yeah. It's a cool truck. Like, it is. I can't believe you don't have your truck doesn't have its own Instagram page yet.
The are you shitting?
That's funny.
Carol's, my girlfriend's sister, her husband and them, they got, their pickup has an Instagram page. They're building on this thing.
Oh, wow.
It's, that's why I said it. But yeah, you got a cool pickup, man. You got a lot into it.
Yeah, you should have seen all the bugs that came with it on the way out here.
Oh, yeah.
I live here, man. I know all about
the
it.
The grill is black. It looked like it was rainbow.
I'll tell you what you do. When you go through Montana, what you do is you fill your windshield wiper fluid. And then you take a little Dawn dish soap and you squirt it in there on top of it and get it mixed in.
Along with the blinker fluid.
Because then it gets suds and it cleans those bugs off.
Just saying.
It's brilliant. Okay. I've never tried that one. Just greases your windshield.
I can see me doing that tomorrow and be like, are you fucking
I guess
kidding?
I should have bought new wipers too.
Yeah.
I just put some new fairly expensive wipers on mine and they work. I like it.
Blinker fluid.
That bug be gone stuff worked good. Got it off.
That's funny stuff.
Simple Green.
All right, well, what do you think, Austin? I'm
ready. Yeah, we're going to have to call it. That's a podcast, everybody.
Yeah, it's perfect, man. We're right in
the hour. Thanks for having us, Travis.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, Austin Winter 69.
Once again, listen at Montartica.com, on Google Play, on iTunes. You can find us on the Podbean app. You guys got anything you want to plug?
Follow PSC_USA.
There you go.
All the YouTube stuff, please.
Yeah, you can Google Cycle Sports Cartel. You'll find all
Google of Austin Absolutely. Winters, PSC. You got it all.
Perfect. Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming, guys.
Yeah, right. Pleasure.
Shut this thing down.
Bang.